From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. Annabelle Monaghan is best known for her young adult novels, including A Girl Named Digit, that was optioned by the Disney Channel. Well, this summer, Annabelle is releasing her first adult novel, and it is sure to be a book you want to pick up for a great beach read. Annabelle is joining us to talk about her newest endeavor, the book. It's called Nora Goes Off Script. Annabelle, good to have you on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So I love kind of how you came up with this story idea. What, a couple of years back, you were recovering from surgery and were watching Hallmark movies. Tell us from there kind of how you created this idea of Nora.
Well, yes, it's sort of testimony to the fact that you can't waste time. You know, even just sitting in bed watching Hallmark movies, something can happen. And I started watching these movies. I was fascinated by them. You know, 2 hours that you would spend in these quaint small towns with independently owned hardware stores and bakeries. I couldn't get over it. And I would watch one and then two and then three of them. And then I'd think, wait, didn't I already see this one? Like, wasn't last time she had a cupcake store outside of Chicago? And this time it's a ballet studio outside of Akron. But it was basically the same movie over and over again. And I just got really interested in the fantasy that they were selling to women. And I got really interested in what kind of a person would write these movies. Like, is it the same person writing these movies? Or is it something that happens, you know, around a conference table in New Jersey where people are just, you know, trying to reverse engineer the same story over and over? And that's where my heroine came from, Nora Hamilton, who's a Romance Channel screenwriter.
This is what I love, right? So Nora is this romance screenwriter, as you said, but her personal life has basically fallen apart. So, talk to us a little bit about Nora's character. I mean, because she's funny, she's intelligent, but she's embarking on this really unforeseen new chapter in her life.
Yeah. So she's, you know, she is not a super romantic person who is sitting around writing these movies all day. She has been married for a decade to this deadbeat guy who she supports along with their two children. And she writes these movies with like a little bit of detachment and eye rolling because she's never been in love before. And she just does it to pay the bills. So I thought it would be fun to take a person. She's very grounded. She's very practical. She's very capable. I thought it would be fun to run a person like that through, you know, a lightning bolt romance, that toe curling once in a lifetime thing, to see just how she would react to it and how it would sort of compare to the movies that she writes.
Mm. And this is so she's going through a divorce she just gets divorced. And you talk about this kind of whirlwind romance that happens that's unexpected. And what I love about this is that's what we see like in these Hallmark movies, right? Is that like, you know, being swept off your feet type of thing. But because of how you've written Nora, I do think it's a bit different.
It is. I think that what makes it different is that she's a mother. Yeah. And as much as, you know, I was writing this during the quarantine, early quarantine days, and I was just trying to have a good time and an escape. but every time I put the two of them in the room together, Nora and Leo, he's the former sexiest man alive. I mean, how great is this? Her children kept showing up. Her children kept walking through the room. And I just couldn't get away from the fact that she was a mother. And it's, you know, it factors into their relationship quite heavily because if you think about having a big romance like this, you're putting your heart on the line. But once you've brought a man into your home and he's gotten to know your children and now they're attached, everybody's hearts are on the line. So that actually factors as much, her being a mother factors as much into her love story as anything else.
Why did you decide to make Nora a mom?
I don't know. I'm a mom. I think that's my perspective. I think it's just more interesting to be, you know, when you're a single person, like when I was a young single person, I thought that life was so hard and I had so much to lose. And I was wrong about that because now that I am a older person with a million responsibilities, now I really have a lot to lose. And I think the perspective of a woman like that is, it's just interesting. And I wanted to explore that.
Well, and I think too, what I find interesting is, as you mentioned, like every time Leo and Nora are alone, you know, the kids walk in. I mean, you don't have to have some great new romance for that to happen. I mean, I've been married for almost 16 years. We've got two kids and, you know, the kids are always walking. I mean, it's just, it's like there is a season of your life where so much of your life is centered around raising these children. So it doesn't almost matter who is new that comes into your life or if you are married for a long time. Does that make sense?
Oh, I totally agree. And actually, you know, my children walk through the room when they don't even live here anymore. I mean, I don't make any decisions where, like, when I'm thinking about my life and what I'm going to write and what I'm going to do, where I'm going to go, I'm always factoring in, where are my kids? What, you know, what needs to happen? How are they? You know, it's, you know, my children are, you know, two out of three of them are adults now. But they, you know, they psychically are still walking through the room.
Right. I mean, that's the whole thing, right? Your entire, I think, perspective on life changes because you're no longer, it's almost like you're no longer just you, because these children, I don't want to say they're an extension of who you are, because I don't believe that children are. At the same time, though, it's a part of ourselves is with them, I think, every time they walk out the door or in the door.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to get heavy, but I'll tell you, I have never felt so vulnerable as I have these last 24 years of being a parent. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, you're wearing your heart on the outside of your body. And in terms of a fictional character, I think it's nice to have a fictional character who has, you know, an extra level of vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that about your the character of Nora, because it is. It gives her these layers and everything. And another part I wanted to ask you about in the book, because, you know, so Leo, as you mentioned, was the former sexiest man alive, right? So you, and then she writes these movies for, you know, she writes movies basically. So what did you have to do in terms of researching all of these scenes about the film industry?
You know, not that much. I wish I could tell you I did some really hard thing. You know, I Googled names of, you know, what's on a film set. You know, it's okay, just well, so easy to get that information. You know, I was surprised to know that they bring in a whole truck that's nothing but a toilet.
What?
And it's called a honey wagon, which it seems like a weird name for it. So no, I didn't, you know, I Googled, you know, how much does a romance channel screenwriter make per script? But then I just sort of thought about what I knew about being a writer. And I've been watching the Academy Awards since, you know, for 52 years now. So, you know, I sort of know how that show goes. But I didn't do a ton of research.
Who was your favorite character to write?
You know, I think I had the most fun writing Leo. But, you know, I think it was probably easiest to write Nora because I understand what it is to be a writer, be a mom, take care of children. But I thought it was really fun to, you know, I've never been famous. I've never had everything handed to me. I've never had anybody cater to me. And it was fun to walk around in that skin for a little while. And, you know, have him walk into the grocery store and he just can't believe how inexpensive bananas are. I just found it really fun to have him be like such a fish out of water in a small town. I thought that was fun to do. And I'll tell you, Justin Timberlake came and lived in my town for a month, maybe five years ago. And that got me thinking about Leo, because people kept photographing Justin Timberlake at the grocery store trying to buy spaghetti sauce. And I just thought it was so hilarious to watch this, you know, superstar try to fit into a small town.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's so funny because I've always thought, you know, with celebrity is that we take it as a society to such a bizarre level. Because I'm like, you know, I realize they're on the screen or on your TV and they make hordes of money, but I mean, they have to get up and put their pants on every morning, just like we do. Like every, you know, it's kind of like celebrities. They're just like us. I mean, in so many ways they are. And I think we forget that sometimes.
I think we do. And I think that, I think that people, I always think this about young celebrities too. I just wonder, like, I hope their parents are, giving them lots of hugs or something.
Right.
But I think that you can become very disconnected from your life. You know, if you no longer are picking out, the things that go in your home, you're no longer preparing your own food. I think you can get very disconnected from like what connects you as a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. One last question before I let you go. How different was it to write an adult novel? I mean, instead of this young adult novels, because that's what you're so well known for, are these YA novels you've written.
Yeah. I think that it was time. I think that when I wrote young adult novels, I was very comfortable writing about a 17-year-old girl. That seemed like a really safe distance for me to write from. Mm-hmm. Because you reveal a lot about yourself when you write a novel, whether you want to or not. And mm-hmm. I don't really care what anybody thinks about what I was like when I was 17. So that was fine for right then. Now I feel like I've sort of come along to a place where I'm ready to talk about grown-up things. I'm ready to talk about, a world that I have more currently walked through. So I think it's a little bit closer. And it comes from comes more from my heart because it's more of what I know as an adult writing for adults.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to talk to us today. Really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We've been speaking with Annabel Monahan. She is the author of the new novel, Nora Goes Off Script. It is in bookstores now.